رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، in the last Ramadan we discussed the creation of the Arsh, the Kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about the creation of the heavens and the earth in 6 days. We move on from that and we now go on to the creation and the attributes of the Malaika, of the angels. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that believers are who? Those who believe in the unseen. And part of our belief in the unseen is belief in a creation that is the angels. We can't see them, we can't feel them, but they are part of the unseen. And this is one of our essential beliefs. So you know, in madrasa, wherever you've learned, amantu billah, that we believe in Allah as the first article of faith. Amantu billahi, second article of faith is wa malaikatihi, and we believe in his angels. So belief in angels is part of the essentials of our deen, part of our belief. You can't be, a person can't be Muslim if he doesn't believe in the creation of the angels. Now, what is the form of angels? Okay, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif says that the angels are created from light, from nur, and the jinn were created from smokeless fire. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created, as the hadith says, as described to you. That means Allah created him through sand, etc. So angels are essentially created from light, from nur. But the angels do not have any particular form or shape. Because they're created from light, they cannot be seen with our physical eyes, and but they can take the form, different forms. One such form is they can take the form of humans. So essentially, when we talk about the creation of the angels, they're created from light. We don't know, we cannot see them, and they don't have any particular form. Now, we do not have any knowledge about when the Malaika or the angels were created. That we don't know. However, we know this much, that the angels were created long before the creation of man. And how do we know that the angels were created long before the creation of man? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create man, the angels responded by saying, "Ataj'alu fiha man yufsidu fiha," that are you going to create on earth, O Allah, one who is going to create fasad and one who is going to spill blood? And they spoke from their knowledge of the jinn who occupied this land before mankind. And man, jinn created chaos on this earth, and they were driven into the sea. So based on the experience of the jinnat, they said, "Oh Allah, how are you creating people with free will? They're going to create chaos on earth, and they'll create bloodshed on earth." So from this, we know that the angels were created long before the creation of man and long before the creation of the jinnat. Now, the angels, as I said, can take the different forms. So in one verse of the Quran, Allah says that جَعْلَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ أُولِي أَجْنِحَةٍ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ. That praise be to Allah who has created the angels as messengers with wings. Some angels have two wings, three wings, or four wings. That is the verse of the Quran. So we know this much, that they, although they don't have a particular shape or form as we understand it, but they have wings and either two, three, or four wings. But four is not a limit, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that when he saw Jibreel alayhi salam on the horizon once, he saw Jibreel alayhi salam, the size of Jibreel alayhi salam filled the space between the heaven and the earth. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had 600 wings. So that is the chief angel, that is Jibreel alayhi salam. His size, original form, is it can fill the space between heaven and earth, and he has 600 wings. They can also take the form of humans. Jibreel, angels can come in the form of human beings, and that we understand from the angels who came as young, handsome men during the time of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And they came actually to destroy the people of Lut alayhi salam, but they took the form of young, handsome men. So we understand from this verse that angels can take the form of men. But also we learn from the Quran that the angels have no need. They don't have a gender, so they're not the male or female. They do not have a need to consume, eat, or drink. Their food, the food of the angels is the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. That they glorify the Allah, the Creator, day and night. That's their sustenance. That is how they, exist. Their primary function is to make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also know from the Quran that they have no need to consume any drink or food. And this is understood by an incident before those angels came to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. They stopped over at Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the Quran says, فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ. That immediately he went and he prepared a roasted calf for his guests. These were young people who came into town. He prepared this roasted calf and فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ. He presented it to them and told them, أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Well, won't you consume this roasted calf? And the angel, they said, no. Angels have no need to eat or consume. فَأَوْجَسَ مِنُمْ خِيفًا. At that time, he perceived a sense of fear, because angels come down to destroy. This. Have they come down with the wrath or punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So from this verse, we learn that the angels don't consume food. The angels don't have drink. They don't have a particular form. But we know from the Quran that they can take the form of a human, or they have the wings that the verse speaks about. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.